Radio friend, Lum and Up. Headline news these days is a spectacular pennant race in the National League. And then baseball team, you just can't keep out of those headlines of the Chicago Cubs. So you'll be interested, we think, in a statement from Charlie Grimm, the Cubs manager. Charlie said, "People often wonder how big league ball players stand the grind. Usually it's because they take care of themselves. They eat wisely and avoid stimulants that might interfere with their sleep. Since coffee contains caffeine, a stimulant that often causes sleeplessness, many ball players avoid coffee. To anyone with whom caffeine disagrees, I recommend Postum. Postum contains no caffeine and is a delicious drink which adds warmth and cheer to any meal." That statement, ladies and gentlemen, should prove mighty welcome and helpful to a lot of you. It should be particularly interesting to growing boys and girls, for while many people can drink coffee without losing sleep, many others cannot. So if you think coffee keeps you awake, take Charlie Grimm's suggestion and switch to Postum. And once you've enjoyed Postum's distinctive, mellow flavor and delightful, tempting aroma, you'll say it's the grandest drink, hot or ice, you ever had. Why not start tomorrow to make your regular mealtime drink the favorite training table drink? Delicious Postum. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. $1,000 in order to raise the necessary money to establish his claim to an estate in England of which he is believed to be one of the heirs. The old fellow used $500 of the money as a retainer's fee to a firm of attorneys to represent him, and is planning to use the remaining $500 for a trip to England so that he might be present when the estate is divided. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum over at the Gotham Down Store telling Abner of his latest plan. Listen.
Yeah, whenever he told me I could make the trip for $500, I never asked no questions. Just told him right over the phone I'd take it.
Well, how come he'd have to call Portsmouth to get it, Lum? Don't they sell tickets to England on the corner seat?
No, they didn't sell me a railroad ticket from here to New York, but they didn't sell me no steamboat ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this outfit prints all that for you.
Uh-huh.
With all your reservations and everything.
Well?
All I gotta do is just get on the train and at the corner seat and start. Leaving here Sunday night, July the 3rd.
3rd? Why, you'll miss the picnic over at Crystal Hill.
Yeah, I know, but I got to leave then so that I can get to New York in time to catch the boat. Then things don't wait on you.
Well, I'll be dead, Lum. So you're sure not going, are you, Lum?
Yeah. Then sent the money for the tickets and everything. Mailed to my cashier's check Saturday morning. And he said he'd mail the tickets right out to me, so seems he's filled them out and all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sir, I'd just give the world and all if I could go with you. I sure would.
Yeah, I wish you could, Abner. Love to have you. Of course, you said there'd be a party I'm going on this tour. I won't be by myself.
Ah, well, good. Where all is that you're going on?
Oh, I just see Phillips there all called off a whole bunch of places.
Yeah?
I don't know whether that, but I never let on to him.
Oh,
but not all them fine countries, though. Said it wouldn't cost me no more going on this special tour and seeing all them countries over there, and it would just to go to England and back by myself.
Yeah, well, that's the best way to go, I believe, Lum. That way, why, there'd be somebody else along so you won't get over and get lost.
Oh, well, ain't no danger there. He's going to send a list of all the places I'm going to and when I'm supposed to get there and all.
Uh-huh.
All I got to do is just stay with the crowd. Just stay at the same hotels and everything.
But does that $500 include your hotels, too?
Yes, sir. Hotels and meals, ticket from here to New York, and ticket on the boat over there and back, and transportation all over Europe and everything else.
Well, if you paid $500 for the ticket, well, you don't have no money left, will you?
No, but I don't need none. Everything's all paid for. That's the nice part about it. I don't have to carry no money along with me. And there ain't no danger of me getting over there and getting robbed that I couldn't get back home this way.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. Well, sure, now, that is all right. It's all right.
Biggest bargain I ever heard of. 4 days in London. That'll give me time enough to see the town, all the sights there, and then we'll start.
Well, ain't you going to England?
Well, yeah.
Oh.
In England, London, England.
Oh, yeah. Well, will that give you time to look after that estate?
Estate?
Yeah, that's what you're going over there for, to get that money coming to you.
Seems just right, ain't it? Got you interested in the trip, I might not forget where I was going for.
Right along, sir.
I don't know where 4 days will be enough time or not. Now, it took me a little time to hook up all my relations over there.
That's just what I was thinking.
Now, if I don't get done, I can let the rest of the crowd go ahead on, and I can catch up with them later.
Yeah, I could do that. Where all else is it now that you're going?
Yeah, let's see. It's Holland and Belgium, at least that's them. France and Italy. I don't know where all. Holland's where they wear them wooden shoes, you know.
Wooden shoes?
Yeah, made out of wood. You saw pictures of them. Dutch girls, you know, they all are standing in front of a windmill, you know, on calendars.
Oh, yeah, that little sunbonnet on there. Yeah.
It's where the little boy stuck his finger in the dike and saved the country.
Oh, you better drop your horn alarm. Stuck in his thumb and pulled out a phone and said, what a big boy now.
No, that's another boy. This sure enough happened. This little fellow was walking alongside one of them dikes one day, and he seen a hole where the water was coming through, and so he run over and stuck his finger in the dike and stood there for, I don't know how long, days, I reckon.
Couldn't he get it off?
Sure he could, but he was saving the country, keeping that water back so nobody wouldn't get drowned.
Oh, man. What little water run through a hole your finger plug up wouldn't drown nobody.
No, but the water would have kept eating that hole out bigger till the whole dike would have washed away. He stayed right there till somebody come to help him. Risked his life to save his senses. I can see him now. Little fella standing there with little wooden shoes on, too sleek and so on.
Well, why didn't he just pick up a stick and ram it down in there and go tell somebody what was on?
Why, he could have did that, couldn't he?
Why, sure. I don't see nothing so smart about that.
Well, now that's funny. Somebody hadn't thought of that before. He could have used a cork, say that goes. Might not anything.
Why, of course it could. Of course.
Well, they seem to think it was a great stunt over there. They had big to do about it. Maybe my hero or king or something. I don't know just what. Been so long since I read it. It's a children's story.
Well, now, I never would tell that to no children around here, Mom. I'd able to go down here on one of these creek banks and try about to pull that thing out of there with the water moccasin on the end of it. Go back to Nub one.
Well, I ain't going to tell nobody but you. You ain't going to try it, are you?
No, sir. No, sir. Bob, I ain't. And then I wouldn't be trying it whenever I got over there if I was you, neither.
Well, I just happened to think of the story when I mentioned Holland. There's interesting stories out of the way about all in the country. That's the reason it's so...
Oh, Cedric,
huh?
Cedric, coming up out there.
Oh, it's that deal I saw for that boy. He wants to go with me the worst way. If I was a millionaire, that thing wouldn't take him to.
He
said, I could, yeah, I'd love to just take him into one of them foreign countries and just stand back and watch him see what he does.
Doing awful backwards. But he comes back natural. That paw of his, and Caleb, is just as country right now as he was the day he made the Pine Ridge. Living here on just in a bit. He can't say
that. Well, howdy, Cedric.
Come in, Cedric.
It's been looking all over town for you, Mr. Dunham. For me?
This man.
Got a special deliver letter for you. Come down there to the post office, and Grandpap said it must be something important. Called him stamps on there. Grandpap, the important's looking all right.
Yeah, look at that thing,
look at the size of it. Yeah, thank you, Cedric.
Is it from them lawyers, Mom? Maybe you done got that in here.
Oh, my goodness, Danny, I hope not. Just file my whole 50 up. No, it's from Howard Adams Travel Service Bureau. Oh, that's the fella in Portsmouth. This my ticket. Yeah, uh-huh. Bound to be.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you trip, huh?
Yeah, so this does do anything.
Yeah, that llama tell me she wanting to go mighty bad, sugar.
You want to someday. Or they just start saving up for it.
Man, if I was foot loose like you and llama, I'd go in a minute. I can't go and take the hammer, look it up, and let it paw. Do so much money.
Here's the trip, Adam. Tell us all about it.
Oh, yeah. Doggies, look at them sucks.
Oh, I have a lot of fun studying these things. Youth of America tour. Sailing on Queen Mary, July the 6th.
Youth of America? Yeah. Well, you're a little old for that, ain't you?
Yes, and I. You sold me a ticket for it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, here tell us where all the countries are going to visit. England, Scotland, Holland, Belgium, France. Quite Switzerland, Italy, and sail from France to the United States.
Very long, sir. But how long does that take, Lamb, for you to go all that way and
well,
come back?
See, get back to New York on August the 11th.
Yeah,
and here's where we'll be. Leave Pine Ridge, Tennessee. July the 3rd, you're in New York and sail July the 6th on Queen Mary.
With Queen Mary?
On the Queen Mary.
Oh.
She's a boat.
Oh.
Arrive at Southampton, July the 11th. Wait a minute here. He's got me going to the wrong place. I told him I wanted to go to London. Oh, where you will embark for London.
Where you do what for London?
Embark, it says here. That must be English for leave.
Well, ain't you going clean to London on the boat?
That's certainly this thing.
What's that picture here,
Tom? Oh, that's just some of the sights here, see. The Coliseum, the Louvre, Buckingham Palace, kind of like a rodeo. Lake Lucerne. Oh, it says, picture yourself cycling through 1,000 miles of scenic Europe. Hot dog.
1,000 miles, that's yeah. Long.
All I gotta do is just sit back and enjoy myself. Everything's all paid.
Well, go on easy, that's that. I'm not a dog, that's anything.
Southampton, where you will embark for London. Your bicycle will be waiting for you on the pier, and the party will leave immediately.
Bicycle?
I'm just noticing that. What's he talking about?
Now, what did this say over here, Lama? That says bicycle there, something like that, right over there.
Oh. There's a picture of a whole bunch of them around. The Youth of America tour combines economy with those who love invigorating exercise and the great outdoors. See Europe the continental way. Ride your bike to picturesque Europe. Well, I'll be dead brain. You know what I did? The dead brain fine bought myself a ticket on a bicycle.
And one can look forward to pedaling a bicycle 1,000 miles through Europe this summer. Does this sound familiar to any of you ladies?
Well, darling, the coast is still going for another hot day.
Gosh, I hope it isn't as scorchy like yesterday. But if it is, when I get home from work, don't let's have anything hot to eat. Let's have a nice cold supper, huh?
Yes, and how about having with that cold supper a grand, refreshing, frosty drink? Ice Postum. Now, when you're hot and tired and thirsty, Ice Postum is the very thing to cheer you up and cool you off. Postum contains no caffeine, so it cannot possibly irritate summer-frayed nerves. And Postum can be left standing without losing or changing its flavor, so you can make a whole day's supply, enough for meals as well as between meals all at once. And you can get it from your grocer in two forms. Postum cereal, the drink you make by boiling or percolating, and instant Postum, made instantly in the cup. Serve golden brown iced Postum tomorrow in a long, tall glass with cracked ice and maybe a generous topping of whipped cream. And see if your family doesn't vote it their favorite mealtime treat. I toast them. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.